this is one of the things I rather do. But sometimes it does happen, like when I feel like it. I mean, and I rarely do nowadays. After what happened at YouTube, I just felt a little bit like I want a place of my own eventually. Like once I feel free enough to have a medium that is mine, that I don't have to necessarily watch my back for, which, you know, eventually is what success means to me, then I would, it would not be like a frequent podcasting or something like that, but a medium by which I express myself and what I'm feeling now, I'm feeling and things like that. And if you want to do that with me, it's coming, it's just not here now. I'm grateful that I get so busy enough that I don't bother too much about things I don't have, right? Like I am more futural in that sense than just to wallow in self-pity, that's that sense. Don't get me wrong, I'm human and I feel these things, but I don't allow it to get me down, because if it does, I won't be able to move. I won't be able to do anything. I mean, I am anxiety ridden, and I still manage to do things every day, despite. But this is actually about evil down in Georgia, the first blues song that I ever wrote, and I'm so happy about it, and I hope you are too. You know, so it is the first time I'm thinking if your pain, if your song can outlive your pain, maybe this is the beginning of it, because it has pain in it, and it's pretty clear to me that if you feel pain, any sort of similarity to it, you will feel it too. And so I'm looking at the power of blues in a new way. Again, mainly because it's real for me. It happened after, you know, that deranged criminal flashed a gun at me. Not that I fell for my life or anything, but it felt like some sort of recurring abuse, because it kept coming back. And I felt alone, because it seemed no one cared about it, or maybe they didn't see it, or maybe they were pretending not to see it. But more than anything, I know it was caught on camera, and I still see the degenerate piece of shit. So at some point, maybe I'm going to show you who he is, right? Because see, the last thing I should be feeling is to have someone, let me say it this way. If some evil with a gun threatening women, or maybe a woman in the list, right, goes around in your environment and you don't do anything about it, it speaks about who you are. It speaks about the evil that you, and the harm you represent. It doesn't speak about the criminal, because the criminal are pieces of shit. They don't know any smarter. They are inherently pieces of shit. Period. They are not worth anything more than the pieces of shit they are. And they represent nothing good. Absolutely, objectively nothing good to society. They shouldn't be tolerated. I mean, it's the first time I'm looking at it. And I'm sitting there minding my own business, and this foreigner, this stranger, this piece of shit is coming around and threatening me for the nothing I did to him. Why would you want anybody like that in your environment? Why wouldn't you, if you can? See, this is how sometimes hatred hardens. Now, because I'm black, this degenerate thinks he can do that to me. But then, what if it does that to someone. It's someone of a different race, and then they, for some reason, they take a gun and they all come around like they did to someone I wouldn't even freaking mention now. I mean, it's a different thing if that's happening. It's another different thing for that to happen in daylight and for it to have no repercussion. Because if that has no repercussion, it definitely tells you who you are. You are some evil pile of shit yourself. That's what it says. It doesn't tell of the criminal because it's a gumshoe. They are gumshoeless, imbecilic, unintelligent pieces of shit that I cannot thank anything for being around. Like, if I say, these are people with, if I create a measure, then you're going to not like me because I'm going to sound so whatever. But at the same time, the reality of it is the reality of it. The least you can do is not be a menace. You can be anything else. You can be parasitic. You can be whatever you want. The least you can do is not be a menace to society, and these people are. It's like the Democrats, you know? Like, when they do things, they think because they are in power, they can do things. And then they meet the meet the Trump Supreme Court. And they realize, wait a minute, what are you freaking doing? This power trip. This is hilarious. Our power trip is really relevant compared to them. If they can strike down presidents, they probably would. It's good to envisage possible repercussions of what you do. Anyway, back to music, which is what this is about. It is not about politics. Anyway, so I have been like studying people, like especially Bessie and Nina, because Nina has a way of, Nina also has a, you know, an improvisation element. The piano, she knows how to play it. So that affinity as well. So I've been trying to entrench, and I was like, you know, like, okay, December is the deadline, it's the main album for the year. Am I gonna be able to do this? I'm scared. And I wasn't really, really scared, but I was like, well, how long is it gonna take me to entrench so that I can start writing this strong? And then it was that, you know, bridge of fear thing, like, you know, when I was this getting up, but then it happened. And I was so happy yesterday. I was so happy. It's the reward of dedication and passion, definitely. Because if the passion wasn't there, I wouldn't continue. My thing is, for me to be able to write, I have to be able to feel. I have to be able to completely feel the type of song. I have to be able to completely absorb it so that I feel it in every inch of my body. So it's important. It was important that I do that. But then I was also scared, like, asking myself if I would be able to do it. Because it wasn't easy. It wasn't as easy as I thought it would be. Because it's a completely different mood. I mean, I'm just used to doing the dance thing. Like, making... First, I go with the beat. They don't. Yeah, I realized that the first major realization... Because I kept thinking, why am I not breaking through to this so as fast as I could? And then I realized they don't use beat. they don't use, I mean, drum beats. I always start with drum beats. Like, I take the drum beats, I either align the drum beat to assimilate the beat and then write the songs. That's how I do it. So I listen to the beat over and over, and then I write the song that goes with the beat. But here I have songs that don't have drum beats, that either goes as with pure piano or some instrumental song, or some wind instrument, or some jazz instrument, even flute, especially piano, and just goes that way. And it was strange to me that I can't do it with a beat. And I also have this fast paced. I love the fast paced, dancing type of beat. That, you know, that way you can dance. Because I that's the point. I dance. I love dancing. But this was different for me. This was just drawn down, paced. It was also the first time I began to metrically pace, because I realized that it has this very simple doom 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 doom, not doom 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 doom, will be hip hop, you know, but it has this very simplistic metric beat, not beat, rhythm, because it doesn't use drum beats. Right, so I had to tune in into that rhythm to actually be able to feel it. And then when I finally felt it, I really felt it. I really felt it. So much so that when I was writing, I could feel like every... Because it was so slow-paced, it became a little bit neural. A little bit neurological for me. In other words, it's as if I... It's like... It's like the opposite of ADHD, right? No, all right, maybe, what's a downer? Benadryl is a downer. But not a downer in that drowsy sense, but a downer in which I could, you know, a scenario would be like, I could, like, slow my heartbeat down, that kind of thing, in which I can now feel every beat, every pulse. I had to do that, and I did that because I was tuned into doing that, because I needed to do that to actually feel the mode of blues, the rhythm, everything. But for me, no doubt about it, it was the first time that I felt a rhythmic metric. A first time that I had to pay attention, the first time, because the other times it would just go so fast, and I would, like, because that's what I'm used to, that's what most of the modernized songs are, so it was a little strange for me. I had to, like, come, I kept trying to think myself into coming down in my mind. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Like, you know, people used to tell me not to ask people what I didn't understand, and I didn't want to do that too. But it's rhythmically tuning into a low pace, almost surreal environment of sound waves. Yeah, that's how I would say it. That's how I feel it. So I'm extremely proud of this song. I'm extremely proud of the fact that now I can go on and write 10 of them. because two, I'm just going to, I'm going to take two of the old ones that, out of copyright and just do it, one of which is basically sung, and just, you know, put a little spin on it and see how I come out with those. That'll be two of them, but that will be like, that will be like 10, and you have to, so it's one down, and there's 9 to go, I mean, really not 9, like 11. So it's I'm excited about it. I was so happy yesterday when I began to feel it and I began to tune, because I've been tuning for so long. I was extremely excited when I tuned it so much that I was able to achieve the song. It was already coming long when I told you it was, but it's finally done and I'm excited. Thank you for chilling with me. This just happened, the talking thing. Especially because I wanted it to be a little bit more catastrophic. And that would be crazy. And this is unedited. Like it's just me kind of rambling on. Unedited, unpaced, unwritten, just me talking. And I hope you appreciate it. It wouldn't happen often, but it would happen. Just so, is that sense of, I know you know me, however much I want to protect that. As I said, some people abuse that, because I was abused recently by a stranger I didn't know, just felt it could abuse me, and that's a downer, to say the least. Thank you for being here, which is what I say often. I appreciate you moving, you know. Thank you.
No place for you. Do me.